New heading, problem solving through a principle-centered model. I said early in the book that if the whole person paradigm of human nature is accurate, it should give you an uncommon ability to explain, predict, and diagnose the greatest problems in your organization. I meant what I said. I really believe that the simple whole person model and the simple developmental process are simplicity on the far side of complexity. Over the years, I've asked hundreds of thousands of people all over the world to identify their single greatest personal challenge, the kind that keeps them up at night. Then I ask people to identify their single greatest professional or organizational problem. Here basically is a summary of the responses given most often. And by the way, notice the similarity with the pain and challenges mentioned at the beginning of the book. The personal challenges are basically these. First, finances and money. Second, life balance, not enough time. Third, health. Fourth, relationships. Spouse, children, teens, friends, work associates. Fifth, raising and disciplining children. Sixth, self-doubt. Seven, uncertainty and change. Eight, lack of skills and education. Nine, lack of meaning. 10, lack of peace. And these are the primary professional and organizational challenges identified. First, workload, deadlines, and the inability to reach goals. Second, insufficient time and resources. Third, financial survival. Fourth, low trust. Fifth, disempowerment. Sixth, change and uncertainty. Seven, staying current with technology. Eight, confusion, lack of shared vision and values. Nine, job satisfaction, don't enjoy work. 10, lack of integrity in boss and top management. Again, I'm confident that you could take any one of these personal or organizational challenges, and with the framework of principles in this book, embodied in the three models of greatness, personal greatness, leadership greatness, and organizational greatness, you would know how to begin to solve the problem. Simply take any challenge you face and think about what you could do through vision, discipline, passion, governed by conscience, and the seven habits on the personal side, and through modeling, pathfinding, aligning, and empowering as a leader. And through clarity, commitment, translation, synergy, enabling, and accountability in the context of mission, vision, and values in an organization. Like the ecological relationship between the four dimensions of moral authority, you will find a profound ecology and sequence between the models of greatness and their various elements in solving your challenges. So in your mind's eye, see again the three circles we have described. Personal greatness, which deals with vision, discipline, passion, and conscience, and the seven habits. Leadership greatness, which deals with the four roles of leadership. Modeling, pathfinding, aligning, and empowering. And then organizational greatness, which starts with the larger context of vision, mission, and values. And then you have the basic principles of clarity, commitment, translation, synergy, enabling, and accountability. Where they overlap, you have in the nexus there the eighth habit, the sweet spot. And at the cutting edge of all three of those circles lie the four disciplines of execution. Those represent the cutting edge of the chisel, where the rubber meets the pavement. You may also be interested to see how practical the leadership framework of this book is in watching the film again, Max and Max, and thinking like a trim tabber, either as Mr. Harold or is Max the person? Now going deeper into our summary, consider further the comprehensive power of this whole person model. You know, body, mind, heart, and spirit. It deals with the four intelligences or capacities: IQ, EQ, PQ, and SQ. Body, mind, heart, and spirit. It represents the four basic motivations or needs of life: to live, to love, to learn, to leave a legacy. Again, body, mind, heart, and spirit. It represents the four attributes of personal leadership: vision, discipline, passion, governed by conscience. Perhaps the highest elements in body, mind, heart, and spirit. Finally, it represents these four attributes at large for organizations, including families, in the form of four roles: modeling, pathfinding, aligning, and empowering, which represent basically body, mind, heart, and spirit for an organization. So finding your voice is a synergistic concept of the whole being greater than the sum of the parts. So that when you respect, develop, integrate, and balance the four parts of your nature, you're led to realize your full potential and lasting fulfillment.